Okay, we are up and recording. If you will, please state your full name and title for the record, please.
Okay, my name is Sherry Jones, and I am president of Livingston County Farm Bureau.
Well, Sherry, it's my understanding that you're getting ready for your annual meeting there in Livingston County coming up a little bit later this week. What can you tell us about that event?
That's correct. Livingston County Farm Bureau will host their annual meeting this Thursday evening, September 11th. It will begin at 6:30 p.m. at the Pleasant Grove United Methodist Church. That's 4 miles east of Chillicothe on Highway 36. It's open to all Livingston County Farm Bureau members and their families. And it's an event that's hosted each year. We've had it for several years out at the Pleasant Grove United Methodist Church.
Well, and Sherry, I understand that we've got a pretty special speaker coming to talk to the crowd that night. So tell me a little bit about your presenter for that evening.
Well, I think so. I'm excited to have with us this year Joshua Hawley. Josh is an attorney and professor of law at the University of Missouri. Josh was one of the litigators before the U.S. Supreme Court on the Hobby Lobby case. He has been involved in litigating other religious liberty cases, but he's going to address some of those as well as his experience with the Hobby Lobby case. I was privileged to hear Josh speak this past year, and he does an awesome job. He's very down to earth. You understand what he's talking about, and it's just a very interesting issue. And when I heard him, I thought, hey, this would be a great speaker for our annual meeting. And whenever I spoke with him about attending, he was gracious enough to accept. And so we're really excited to have him be our guest speaker for the evening.
Absolutely. I'm sure the crowd will feel the same way. What else is on the agenda? Anything else for the evening?
Missouri Farm Bureau has a mini-grant program that teachers can apply for funding for special projects that include agriculture education in the curriculum, and they are awarded some additional funding to help with that project. We had 8 teachers in the community that received those mini-grants this year, and we are going to recognize them as well at the annual meeting. We're always excited about getting ag education out in the classroom, and we really appreciate teachers who are willing to go to the trouble of writing a program that helps promote ag education, and so it's a privilege to be able to help with the funding of that.
Yeah, and no doubt those educators appreciate your efforts as well. So, okay, so tell me, it gets underway at 6:30. I'm assuming the meal will start then, and then your presentation after that. Is that correct?
That's correct. The meal will start at 6:30. The ladies of the church provide the meal. It's home-cooked food. It's the best. Everything is great to eat. Then we'll get underway with the meeting immediately following that. We try not to draw it out because we know everybody wants to get home at a decent time. We will be recognizing the teachers. We'll also have a short presentation by Marcy Eggers, who is vice president of the state 4-H. This year, and she is a Livingston County resident, and so her family's been active in Farm Bureau for a long time, so she's going to share with us a few of her responsibilities serving as 4-H state vice president this year. And then we'll move on to recognizing, like I said, recognizing the teachers, and then Joshua Hawley will be our guest speaker.
Very good. Lots of interesting information coming out of this meeting, it sounds like. So anything else that people need to know? Do they need to RSVP or anything like that, Sherry?
If they could RSVP, that would be great, to the county office. The phone number is 660-646-6644. That way we make sure and have enough food for everyone. We also collect canned foods at this meeting. If anyone would like to bring a canned food item, we collect this, and it will be taken down to our state annual meeting in December, where we collect food for the Ronald McDonald houses. And that's a project that we do ongoing throughout the year. So if anyone would want to bring an item of canned food for that contribution, that would be great. We just encourage all of our Livingston County Farm Bureau members to come out. This is our way of being able to say thank you to our membership and provide them with a good meal and get a chance to have some food and fellowship and present them with a little bit of the activities of what we've been doing throughout the year.